January 6th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Worship. And he pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east, and there he builded an altar. Genesis 12:8. Worship is giving God the best that he has given you. Be careful what you do with the best you have. Whenever you get a blessing from God, give it back to him as a love gift. Take time to meditate before God and offer the blessings back to him in a deliberate act of worship. If you are hoarding a thing for yourself, it will turn into spiritual dry rot, as the manna did when it was hoarded. God will never let you hold a spiritual thing for yourself. It has to be given back to him that he may make it a blessing to others. Bethel is the symbol of communion with God. Ai is the symbol of the world. Abraham pitched his tent between the two. The measure of the worth of our public activity for God is the private, profound communion we have with him. Rush is wrong every time. There is always plenty of time to worship God. Quiet days with God may be a snare. We have to pitch our tents where we shall always have quiet times with God, however noisy our times with the world may be. There are not three stages in the spiritual life: worship, waiting, and work. Some of us go in jumps like spiritual frogs. We jump from worship to waiting and from waiting to work. God's idea is that the three should go together. They were always together in the life of our Lord. He was unhasting and unresting. It is a discipline we cannot get into it all at once. That's the end of Oswald's text. We tend to segregate our lives and cordon off the spiritual from the secular, the job from the religious worship, the family from the job, the family from the religious services, and so on. But our life should be one seamless commingling of all aspects at the same time. If you have a relationship with a wife or a child, that relationship operates within the confines of all of those aspects of our life simultaneously: the work, the play, the worship, vacation, and so forth. Just as in a personal relationship with our family, our relationship to God should be just as inclusive and commingled with the rest of our activities. The reason many Christians do not experience an abundant life in Christ and a sense of wonder and awe most of the time is because they exclude God from so many things and reserve a special time and a special place to be with him. It might be a daily special time and special place, as well as a Sunday or Sabbath worship time and special place. But God wants to be out of the box and into every aspect of our living. He wants to be commingled in everything we do. He actually would prefer if we would actually capitulate in every circumstance and in every event, in every quarter of our life, and allow him and his spirit to take the action for us. When God takes the action for us, it is a holy action, and it is an action that obviously would please God because it was an action that was triggered by and completed by God. Let God be in every part of your life, at every moment of your life. Bring the quietness of your worship and the quietness of your quiet time into the workplace and carry the quietness into the busy activity. An amazing testimony will arise from that.